My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. No pain or dirt can enter there. I feel like traveling. Oh yes, I feel, for I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. It's pleasant hours, none so shine. I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling. Oh yes, I feel, for I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Let others see, get home below. I feel like traveling on. With plenty for the winds of blow, I feel like traveling. Oh yes, I feel, oh, feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Oh, until that blessed home I see, I feel like traveling. Oh yes, I feel, for I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling. Oh yes, I feel, for I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Amen. Oh, that's our desire. Amen. Tonight, let's worship Him this evening. Amen. Let's sing the song. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh, hear my humble cry. Oh, why on others thou art calling? Oh, do not pass me by, oh, my Lord, my Lord and Savior, Savior, Savior. Oh, hear my humble cry. Oh, why on others, oh, thou art calling tonight, oh, Lord. Not pass me by. Oh, let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Oh, kneeling there in deep contrition, Amen, oh Lord, help my unbelief. Oh my Lord and Savior, Savior, Savior. Oh please hear my humble cry. Oh, why on others? Oh, thou art calling tonight. Oh, Lord, do not pass me by. Oh, for I'm trusting only in thy Spirit. Oh, would I see thy face? Oh, hear my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace, oh my Lord and Savior, Savior, Savior. You hear my humble cry. Oh, why on others thou art calling? Oh, do not pass me by. Oh, thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Oh, whom have I honored beside thee? Whom in heaven by thee, my Lord and Savior, oh, Savior, oh, you, yeah, my humble cry. Oh, why on others thou art calling? Oh, do not pass me by. Oh, my Lord and
prayerfully, Savior,
oh Savior,
oh yeah,
my humble cry. Oh, thou art holy, oh, do not pass me by.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Lord, we thank you for our working places. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our children, Lord. We thank you above all, Lord, this evening, O God, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you that, Lord Jesus, you have made it another grace for us. Oh, even having led our footsteps, O God, to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for journey messages from our various homes. And Lord, even as we have come, O God, oh, we know that you are already here. And so, Lord Jesus, the purpose, O God, for which you have called us, you gathered us together tonight, O Lord. Father, we surrender ourselves tonight. Amen. We bring our sacrifice of a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. And Father, we place upon your altar, and we know that, Lord Jesus, you will not despise. And you will not pass us by, O God. Even as, Lord Jesus, we've come, O God, you know all that is within us, Lord. You know our hearts. You know our thoughts, you know our minds, Lord. Father, this hour we want to remember our brethren who are not here, O God. We commit all of them into your hands, that wherever they are, O God, Father, let whatever we share here be their portion also, Lord. Father, we pray, committing, Lord Jesus, our children into your hands, O God. We are living in a time of evil, O God. But Lord Jesus, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit of God will always protect them, O God. Amen. That you will keep them, O Lord, in the secret of your tabernacle, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against all the evils of this world. All the spirit of this world. Father, we come against them, Lord Jesus. Every imagination that, Lord, will rise up in the strongholds against our children in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Oh, we condemn all in your name, O God. We thank you, we bless you this evening. Father, even if as we turn to your word, O God, Lord, bless your word and let it be, oh, a blessing unto us tonight, O God. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. As we are standing, let's just quickly turn to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. Anytime you have time, just study that. Amen. Amen. The book of Ephesians. Amen. Ephesian book. Amen. Let's read Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. Tonight, we have a topic here. The Holy Spirit is a seal. Amen. The Holy Spirit is a seal. Let's hear the word of God. Ephesians 1, 13. Ephesians. Let's hear the word of God now. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this evening. Lord, we know that the Holy Spirit is a seal. Even as the prophet that you sent to this our age, oh, just have given us these thoughts. That Lord, tonight we commit it into your hands, that the Holy Spirit of God will bring the life out of it to God. Father, truly we want to be sealed by the Holy Spirit. And tonight that's why we hear, oh God, to add more oil, oh God, to our lamps. Waiting for that great call, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Trim up your lamps and go and meet him. that, Lord, we will be available, O God. Father, tonight, bless your word and make it alive unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? The prophet said the Holy Spirit is a seal. Brethren, all what a true Christian, a sincere Christian, must desire, earnestly desire, is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everything ends up with the word, the Holy Spirit. Because if you have the Holy Spirit, it always puts you on the right path. You will do the right thing. You will say the right thing. Praise God. All that we need is what? The Holy Spirit. That is what, when Christ comes, that's what he is coming toward. He is coming to see. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God in us. Amen. Now, looking at the scripture that we just read, he said, in whom, when you read the whole thing, you understand it. But I believe you understand it. He said, in whom ye also trusted. Whom have you trusted? As Christ Jesus. In whom ye also trusted. After that ye heard the word of truth. You see, you heard something before you trusted in him. That's why the scripture still says that faith cometh by what? It cometh by hearing the word of God. Because before we can trust in the Lord, we need that faith. And faith will only come by hearing what? The word of God. Praise God. So that's why he said here, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. After we have heard the word of truth, then we had faith to trust in him. Praise God. The gospel of your salvation. Brethren, the thing is, the word of God has come through many ages, as we have seven church ages. And there has been a dispensation of the word for every age. A dispensation of the word had been allotted towards every age. And but it's the same word, the same one God. And in our age, Laodicea, we have our own dispensation of the word. And it is only by that we can what? We can trust in him. It is by only that we, our salvation, that's the gospel of our salvation. Praise the Lord. Because the dispensation of Martin Luther's message can never save this our age. Praise the Lord. But in Luther's time, their dispensation, those who believed it, they were saved. But you cannot bring Luther's message to Laodicea now. That's why in our age, we had to find what? The message or the word of truth in our age. The gospel of salvation in our age. Because God has promised it, that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you an Elijah. And he will turn our hearts back unto what? The seed that was planted in the first age. That seed must come toward maturity in this time. The same seed again, producing the same word. The same miracles, producing the same work that it was done in the first age. Praise the Lord. So, here he said, in whom also, after ye believed. My brother, that's the whole thing. That is the base of the whole thing.
You can hear and hear and hear. But the most important thing that is needed is to believe it. Praise God. You will hear. Good. That's why the scripture says, let us not be only hearers, but let us be what? The doers of the word. And before you can do the word, before the word can manifest in your life, unless you believe it. So the whole thing is believing the word of God, believing your message, believing your gospel of salvation. Amen. See, in whom also after ye believed. See, you got to believe before ye could be what? Sealed. Praise the Lord. Said, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So how can we receive the Holy Spirit of promise? Unless we believe. Amen. We got to believe every word. See, you have heard it. You are hearing now. But the question is, do you believe it? You got to believe it before the Holy Spirit. You can receive the Holy Spirit. So tonight, you got to ask yourself, have I? See, the thing is always put yourself down and begin to examine yourself and find out if you have truly received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's very, very important. Amen. Because if you have it, you will always do what? The writing. Christ, as I've already said, that the word in every age has its own dispensation. But it is the same word, the same one God. As Christ himself said, I am the one that holdeth what? The seven stars in my right hand. See, the seven messengers, I hold them in what? In my right hand. And then I walk in the midst of what? The seven golden candlesticks. Praise God. So all the ages he walked in what? In the church. And in this our age, he is in this church. With his gospel of what? Salvation. Which we need to believe before we can receive what? The Holy Ghost. Brethren, that's the most important thing that the Lord is looking for. That we will be sealed. Sealed with what? With the Holy Spirit. And now we will look at what actually a seal is. Because he said the Holy Spirit is what? It's a seal. Let me read something here from the prophet. He said, the Holy Spirit is a seal. A seal signifies what? A finished work. A seal signifies what? A finished work. The Holy Spirit being a seal to the individual. And to that individual, when he receives the Holy Spirit, then his time of groaning is over. Amen. See? Because it is a finished work. Your time of groaning is what? Is over when you receive the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Anything that comes your way, it doesn't what? It doesn't shake you for you to groan about it. What is happening? What is happening? Do you know, let me give you a testimony. You know, I'm without car now. My mobility has been what? Has come to a stop. And you know what? Before my car broke down, Brian was traveling, and they gave me their car to use. Praise the Lord. I just thought that, God, you did really marvelous for me. That the moment that my car broke down, a brother was traveling and he gave his car to me. So before he could come back, I knew that definitely something might have been done for the car to be on the road. That's what I believed on. Amen. So I got an engine, put the whole engine in the car, and Brabran called to tell me he's arriving. That was yesterday, Tuesday. And it was that same Tuesday also, I'm supposed to take what? The car from the Renault dealers. So I said, praise the Lord. The time they will be arriving, my car also is what? Is on the road. And so even I called Brother David to find out how he was doing, and I just told him that, look, Brother David, this Sunday I'm going to give testimony to the glory of the Lord. The way how a car came in when my car broke down, and now the very day that the brother called that he's coming, that the very day also I'm picking my car from what? From the Renault. I was at the airport meeting him when I received a call from the Renault people. He said, the engine is good, but it is a wrong engine. Praise the Lord. You see, I determined to come and give testimony to the glory of the Lord. But look at what happened. A whole thing turned around. You see, but I just say, Lord, glory be to your name. Thank you. Amen. You see, you don't need to what? Groan and begin to ask, oh Lord, why? But I will still what? Talk about it. I say, thank you, Lord. I will still give the glory to him. I will still give the testimony to him. Because he knows why the car, I couldn't get it out. Praise the Lord. So here, the prophet is saying, when you receive the Holy Spirit, then the time of groaning is over. Amen. All the trials you go through, praise the Lord. You know the Lord has allowed it. If he has not allowed it, it can never happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have read about, we have studied about Job already. Job never knew that God has allowed those things to come upon him. Job never knew it. But the Bible says it was God that gave Satan what? The hand to touch Job. If not, Satan had been going north and south, east and west, trying to what? To find a way to enter into Job's home, but it could not be possible. And so Satan himself said, you have made a wedge round about what? Job. That's why he's what? He's worshiping you. If you like, take off your hands and let me what? Touch and take all what he has. He will curse you in the face. Praise the Lord. So if God, whatever situation you find yourself so hard, so difficult, if you believe in God, then you got to believe that his hands had what? Given way for it to happen for a purpose. Praise the Lord. Because what happened in the end to Job was what? Multiple. Praise the Lord. So whatever situation you find yourself, the Holy Spirit in you will never cause you to do what? To groan. Because in Job, he said, Job never caused God foolishly. He never sinned with his lips. But rather, he fell on the ground and worshipped God. Amen. So when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the prophet is saying here, the time of groaning is what? Is over. Anything that comes your way, you believe that God's hand is in it. And at the end of it, it's going to be what? It's going to be something greater. Amen. So that's the situation. Amen. So this morning, I called my Ghanaian mechanic who put the engine inside the car. Said, this is the situation. He said, then if you like, I have this my rickety car. If you like, come and take it and use it for a while. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you could see it parked over there. Amen. So the Lord is good. Amen. In every situation, you see. He just goes out, oh, come on, if you like, come and take it. See, praise the Lord. So, let us what? Receive the Holy Spirit. As the prophet is saying here, the time of what? The time of groaning will be over. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, let's see something here also. The prophet again said, let me read something here. He said, that's what the Holy Spirit been doing. See. Let me read first what he talked about when he was working as a railway, when he was working in the railway. Let's read something from there. He said, like I used to work for the railway company. He said, we will load boxes of cars with cans and different things from the canning factory. But then before the car could be sealed, the inspector comes around to see if the car was properly loaded. You see, we are talking about seal. The Holy Spirit being what? A seal. Amen. He said, when he was working in the railway road, they will be packing what? Cans into a car or into the vans or whatever be it. And then when they finished, the inspector had to come and examine it, whether it has been what? Properly loaded. If not, the first time it rammed together or something, it will scatter the stuff and break it. The rail company was responsible. See, the inspector had to make sure that it is well properly loaded. If not, if it scatters or something happens to what? The products, the railway company, they are responsible. They had to pay it. So the inspector had to make sure that everything is what? Loaded perfectly. And then he said, and then the inspector would test everything to see if it was properly in place. If it wasn't, he condemns the car. Then we had to do it all over again until the inspector was satisfied. And then when the inspector is satisfied, he shuts the door. The inspector shuts the door. The inspector places a seal upon it. And then no one can break this seal until it reaches its destination. Amen. That's the meaning of seal. When it is sealed, when the inspector has sealed it, no one can what? Open it until it has reached its destination. Praise God. And so you see that this train with this van or whatever be it that has been sealed, it will probably will pass through many stations. It will pass through checkpoints, but when they see what the seal, no one will touch it. Amen. So it is. The Holy Spirit, having sealed you, no matter where you go, no matter what you pass through, or nothing can what? No one can break you up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you are what? You are sealed, completely sealed. Amen. So he said, that is what the Holy Spirit been doing. It goes and he inspects. That's the reason you can't have these things, you see. He said, that doesn't have anything to do it with it. When you speak in tongues, he said, some say, I speak in tongues and I shouted and I danced in the spirit. The prophet says, that doesn't have anything to do with it. See. We are talking about the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit inspects that person until he is thoroughly satisfied. See, before the Holy Spirit can seal you, the Holy Spirit word will also inspect you, inspect your life. That's what the prophet is saying. Then they are sealed unto their eternal destination. When you are sealed by the Holy Spirit, it what? It keeps you till your what? your eternal destination. Amen. Amen. Nothing can ever break that seal. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit sealed. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Nothing can break you. You pass through fire. You pass through water. You pass through rain. All these things, you pass through them. Nothing can break you. Because you are sealed by the word, by the Holy Spirit. That's what the prophet is saying, that the time of groaning is what? Is over. The time of groaning is what? Is over. Amen. Then he said, a seal signifies ownership. A seal signifies what? Ownership. And here he said another thing. A seal signifies ownership. See, the seal has a mark on it. It shows ownership. When you are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ and sealed by the Holy Ghost, you no longer belong to the world. Praise the Lord. You no longer belong to the world. Because, you see, the scripture we read, it said, you are what? You become a purchased what? Possession. Amen. We are coming on that. So he said, when you are sealed by the Holy Spirit, you no longer belong to the world. He's talking about ownership. So who owns you now? He said, or anything pertaining to the world. You are not. You don't belong to anything that pertains what to the world. I said, you are owned by God. Amen. You are owned by God. When you are sealed, you are owned by God. The world doesn't own you. Satan doesn't own you. You are in the possession of God. Praise the Lord. Then he said again, a seal is a security. That means the Holy Spirit is what? Is a security. He said another thing is, see, a seal is a security. Seal means you are secured. Now, you don't believe in eternal security. I don't know. But a seal signifies security to its destination. Woe unto that guy that will try to break that seal. Take notice of it. Woe unto anyone that will try to break you or try to do anything against you. Oh, hallelujah. He said, and the Holy Spirit seal can never be broken. You have received the Holy Ghost, you can never be broken. You all have heard me say that people said the devil made me do this. Listen closely here. Many times people say, it's the devil that made me do this. It's the devil that made me to do that. The prophet said, no. The devil didn't do it. Amen. You just wasn't sealed in. See? You have not been sealed in. It is not the devil that made you do it. That is why, brethren, we got to be sure that we are sealed. So that when something we commit sin or we do some mistakes, we don't ask for this one. Is the devil or is the devil? The devil said, no, it's because you are not yet sealed in. Amen. That's why you are able to do that. See, he said, you just wasn't sealed in. So then, you see, because when you are sealed in, he is sealed out. Oh, praise God. When you are sealed in, the devil is sealed out. You get the point? As I've been always saying, no entrance, no exit. When you are sealed in, the devil is sealed out. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love that. Amen. Amen. Get yourself sealed in, and the devil is sealed out. He can never touch you. Praise the Lord. He can never touch you. And what this thing we have been saying all the time, let me just say it again. The prophet, because the prophet repeated it here. He said, now you went out to him. He couldn't get into you. Because the only way he will get into you is come through the same process that you have. See? The same process that you pass through to receive, to be sealed. If the devil wants to reach you, he has to pass through that same process also. And the prophet says, if he passes through that same process, by the time he comes to you, he is your brother. Amen. So we need to be sealed in so that the devil will be what? Sealed out. See. So now, when you are sealed in, then you become a purchased possession. You become what? A purchased possession. Because he said the Holy Spirit is what? Is the earnest of our inheritance. The incorruptible of our inheritance. The guarantee of our inheritance. The prophet said it is what? It is the paid, something that has been paid down. Amen. For your inheritance. So we need to be sealed in, and then the devil sealed out. Then we become what? A possession. We are no more. He said, we now belong to what? God. We become what? A possession of God. Waiting for what? For the redemption, the final redemption, which is what? Taking us into the rapture. Praise the Lord. He said, the Holy Spirit, verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of our God. So when you have the Holy Spirit, it's what? It's a guarantee of your what? That you have already obtained the inheritance, which is what? The adoption. Praise God. Then you become what? Waiting for what? The redemption. Whereby now you have been purchased, a possession, you have been purchased. Then Christ comes, takes his what? His possession away. Amen. Purchased possession comes and takes it away. The Holy Spirit. Brethren, why God needed to do all this is because we were lost in what? In our iniquities. Amen. We were lost in our iniquities. And God needed to come with his word of what? The gospel of salvation. So that we will receive the Holy Spirit and be sealed and become what? A possession to him. And waiting for what? For the redemption. The final redemption, when he will come and take his possession away. Praise God. We were lost in iniquities. Let's read something from Isaiah 59. And then know our position. The position we were in. For that reason. For what? Why God has to come with his gospel of what? Salvation. So that we will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then we will be sealed. Amen. Waiting for what? For the redemption of what? The redemption of the purchased possession. Isaiah 59, let's read verse 2. And then from 2, let's go to 12. Let's read verse 2 first. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. You see, that was the condition we were in. We were lost, brethren. We were completely lost. Our iniquities as well separated us from our possession, from our inheritance. It has separated us from what? Our inheritance. Separated us from our God. And our sins has hid his face from us, that he doesn't hear us. Oh my. Go to verse 12. It said, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. You see? That was the condition we were in. Verse 13. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppressions and revolts, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. That's the way how we were. Brethren, that's the way how we were. 14. And judgment is turned away backward. See? Our judgment, everything has turned away backward. And justice standeth afar off. See? The way how we judge one another, it was absolutely all the time wrong. It standeth afar off. For truth is falling in the streets. See? Truth is falling in the streets. Oh my. And equity cannot enter. No fairness in anything. Verse 15. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. See? God saw our condition. It never pleased God. See, God was not pleased about our condition. And so that scripture we have been hearing all the time, Isaiah 59:16. He looked. Give me 16. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought forth salvation unto him, and his righteousness he sustained him. Because of our situation, God has to what? His own right arm has to come and intercede for us. That is why the intercession he made is all about what? The coming to possess us once again unto what? Adoption. Praise the Lord. And what he has given to us as our earnest, as our guarantee, is what? Is the Holy Spirit. That we need to be what? We need to be baptized by the Holy Ghost. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. That's our earnest of the inheritance. The proof. The first fruits. That surely he will one day come and take his possession. Amen. This was our situation. That's what our condition was. Praise God. Then look at the verse 1, 59 verse 1. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Amen. Amen. So for that reason, he said, I will what? My right arm will go and do the work of salvation. That's why we have the gospel of our gospel of salvation, that we need to believe the message the prophet sent to our age. That is the gospel. Amen. Now let's turn to Ephesians 2. Let's read something from 1 to 8. Ephesians 2. 1 to 8. He said, and you, now let's see how he has done the work amongst us now. And you has he quickened. See, after he has seen us in that condition, he brought his gospel of salvation. And is for what purpose? Is to quicken us. And the prophet says to quicken here means what? To make alive. We were dead. And so this quickening power is to make us what? Alive again. Then so he said, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. See, we were dead in trespasses and sins, which we have just read from Isaiah. But he said, now he has quickened us now with his gospel of salvation. Praise God. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. That was how we were. We were walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. That's how we were. Brethren, we got to always look at how we were and what God has now given to us. By way of what? His gospel of salvation. That we believe in it. So that we will be sealed by the Holy Spirit. See. Wherein, you have given the third one. Amongst whom also we all had our conversations in time past in the lust of our flesh. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That's how our condition was. Our God, he's a God of mercy. A God that his mercy endures. In all these things that he found us. But the mercy of God endured to what? To bring salvation unto us. The fourth verse. But God, who is rich in mercy, you see, for his great love wherein he loved us, he did what? Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. See? Rich in mercy. He looked to us and saw us. And because he was full of mercy, rich in mercy, he has quickened us. Praise God. And has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is what Christ, the Lord, has done for us. Have we ever considered all these things? These are the things that he has done. Verse 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. And that is what he has done in this our age. He has shown exceeding riches of what? Of his mercy. By way of what? Sending this word of salvation unto us. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Amen. Brethren, this is the way how God looked at us and his kindness. He shall not give me verse 7 again. Verse 7. Said that is the that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his word, his kindness. My. Have we ever seen his kindness? Every day we've seen his word, his kindness. But meanwhile, the question is, still the scripture says somewhere that eye have not seen and ears have not heard. Give me what? 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. This riches, this mercy of God, this grace of God. He has given to us abundantly. But the question is I seeing these things? Ears, are they hearing these things? See? That's how it is now. All these things are there for us. But yet, the question is, he said, as it is written, eye had not seen, nor ears had heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Oh my. That's the thing, that's where we are missing. We are missing these. If our eyes cannot see these things that God has done for us, if our eyes cannot see why we needed to be sealed so that we will become God's possession, ears that we cannot hear these things. You can see, you can hear, but if it doesn't enter into the heart, my brother, you have done nothing. Because that's what Revelation, I think Revelation 1:3 says. Is it not true? Let's read something from there. See? If eye sees and ear hears and it never enters into the heart, you've done nothing. That's what Revelation 1:3, isn't it? Let me see. Blessed is he that readeth and they that heareth the word of this prophecy. And keep those things which are written therein. Keeping it where? Keeping it in your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But this is the situation that we need to. Now, we have become a purchased possession. Believe now that you are a purchased possession. You have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. You have been sealed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Waiting for what? The final redemption, whereby Christ will come and take his possession away. But he will come looking for those with what? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's why the scripture says in the same Ephesians 4:30. He said, give me that one. Ephesians 4:30. He said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You see? We have been sealed, waiting for the day of what? Our redemption. By what? By the Holy Spirit. And so we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We should not grieve the Holy Spirit because that is our seal. It has sealed us, waiting for what? The day of our redemption. Praise the Lord. Do you want to know how not to seal, not to what? Grieve the Holy Spirit? Let's read it. The same Ephesians. That's Ephesians 4. Now let's start from verse 21. How we will not what? Grieve the Holy Spirit. The things that we need to do that we will not grieve the Holy Spirit, which is our seal, waiting for the day of our, the redemption. If you want to know it, then he said, if so, be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Amen. If so, give it to me again. If so, if you want to know how not to grieve the Holy Spirit, he said, if so, be that ye have heard him. Be that ye have heard him. Have you heard him? I want to hear amen. Said, be that ye have heard him. Have we heard him? And have been taught by him. Has he really taught us? The truth, as the truth is in Jesus. There's no truth anywhere. There is no truth anywhere. Truth is in what? It's in Jesus. Verse 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. And so let us put off our former what? Former conversations. That old man, which is corrupt according to what? Deceitful lust. Let's put those things away. Brethren, a true, sealed Christian by the Holy Spirit, your conversation is always seasoned with what? Salt. Amen. And you speak what? With oracles. Blessings comes out of your mouth. Amen. And then he said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. If you don't want to be what? Grieve the Holy Spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Oh. Your mind. Be renewed. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their spirit. Praise God. They will renew their strength. Your mind must be renewed. Because the old man's mind is always what? Looking for the things of the world. Praise God. And then 24 said, and that you put on the new man as the Holy Spirit, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. See? It has been created in righteousness and true holiness. Now let's put on what? The new man. Let's kick away the old man. Old man meaning your former life and everything, kick them away. Amen. I know myself, my language has changed. When I was in the world, different the way how I speak. Praise God. Today, those words, even they are lost from what? Lost from my vocabularies. They are no more. Every true Christian the same. Not only me. Every true Christian the same. Praise God. How the way how we were talking when we were in the world. But when we have received this gospel of salvation and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit, waiting for the day of the redemption when Christ will come and pick his possession away, our language is what? Has been changed. Amen. Because it has been created, that new man that we have put on has been created in the righteousness and true holiness. We don't want to what? Grieve the Holy Spirit. Yeah? 25. Wherefore, putting away lying. See? Those are the old man's language. Lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members of what? Of one another. So lying, we shouldn't what? Is an old man's language. Let us be truthful to one another. Amen. Amen. Don't lie to anyone. Because it's old man's what? Old man's language. Amen. Let us take that. Because in our former world, we were truly lying. Oh, we can lie just now. But today we always speak the truth because we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Give me 26. Be angry. Yes, you can be angry. And sin not. Be angry, but sin not. How can your anger become sin? When he said, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Amen. Your anger will become sin when you keep that anger till the following day. You are still angry with your brother. It becomes sin. You will grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen. If that anger, you will be angry. Oh, a brother did something. Oh, you never like, you are angry. But don't allow the sun to go down upon your wrath. When it happens that way, it becomes what? Sin. Praise the Lord. Go on. We are trying to find out how we will not what? Grieve the Holy Spirit. Neither give place to the devil. See? Don't give place to the devil. How do we give place to the devil? Many ways. The devil is all around everywhere. Don't give him what? A place. As we read the other day, sometimes that don't give a lift towards to the devil. Amen. And what the prophet also said, he said, Eve stopped a little too long. See? She stopped a little too long when the serpent met her and started to enter into conversation with her. Oh yes, God says we should not eat of that fruit. Off. She should have what? Find her way and go. Praise the Lord. But she waited a little too long. Let us not wait a little too long where we are not supposed to be. Praise God. There are places we are not supposed to be. But if by some kind of situation you find yourself there, don't stay there long. Just keep going. Praise the Lord. He said, let him that stole steal no more. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. He said, don't steal anymore. There are many ways of stealing. Praise the Lord. Many ways of stealing. It's not a question of just breaking into somebody's home and take his properties alone that is stealing. Many ways of stealing. Praise the Lord. You can even steal with your eyes. Amen. We men, we have to be very careful because we can steal with our eyes. Praise the Lord. That's all lust. But rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Praise the Lord. We don't need to what? Steal. See, stealing is what? Even when you enter into what? Gambling. Gambling is all what? Stealing. Praise the Lord. That's an easy way of what? Making money. Any easy way of all, anything that the devil has what? Instituted, which can what? Bring you some kind of what? Money without what? Working. That's what he's saying. That is what? That's wrong. One time when we were in Ghana, one brother, he was a young believer, not knowing he was staking lotto, and he won a very big sum of money, praise the Lord, and brought a part of the money to the church. And my brother was a pastor. I said, we can't take this money. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, we can't take this money. It has not been what? You didn't get it the way what God wants us to what? Get our money. Praise the Lord. So let us watch these things. Stealing. Let us not steal anymore. Praise God. Yeah, give me 29. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let's watch these things. We are looking at how we will not what grieve the Holy Spirit. Corrupt communication, gossiping, praise the Lord. Let it not proceed out of your mouth. You what? You grieve the Holy Spirit. The moment you start to talk uncomplimentary remarks about, you make uncomplimentary remarks about your brother to another person, about your sister to another person, the Holy Spirit is grieved. My brother, let's take notice of that. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, as we have been sealed by the same Holy Spirit till the day of our redemption. Amen. Yeah? 20, 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed, okay, unto the day of redemption, 31. Is that let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Praise the Lord. In this way, we will not grieve the Holy Spirit, which is our seal. Bitterness and wrath and anger. Come on, give me the next one. Maybe that will be the last one. And be ye kind one to another. Amen. Yes, sir. Let us be kind to one another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another. Oh, hallelujah. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. By this, then we can be counted among what? The children of God. We will not grieve the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is what? Is our seal. That has been, we are sealed, waiting for our redemption. The prophet says something here. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of your redemption. He said, hold that word redemption, see? Until the day that the book of redemption has been what? Revealed. And Redeemer. And the Redeemer comes to claim his possession. Nothing can do it, see? Don't grieve it. Do things that pleases God. For the book is sealed now. And you are sealed with the Holy Spirit itself. With a seal. Amen. That is what we are, my brethren, tonight. That we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a seal. And we can only receive it by what? Hearing. And what? Believing. Let's believe this word. Let's believe this message. And believing is what? To prove your belief is what you will be what? You'll be bringing up the fruits. The fruits will be seen in your life. That shows that you believe the word of God. And that shows that you have been what? Baptized by the Holy Spirit. So, brethren, that must be our earnest to receive the Holy Spirit. Let us what? Believe every word. Tonight is a challenge to you. Look at the fruits that you are bearing. Look at it closely. Does it actually match according to what? The word that you hear, the word that you read. It has not yet entered here. If the fruits are not coming, then it has not yet entered here. Open up and let it what? Enter here so that it becomes part of your life. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, as the prophet said, is a seal. Let's get ourselves sealed so that the devil is sealed out. He can never touch us. And then our groaning will be over. Prophet said, our groaning will be over. When things go the wrong way, you still praise God for it. Because you believe that he has allowed it. That's why Peter said somewhere, he said, let us not suffer as what? As evildoers. But when we suffer as Christians, he said, blessed are we. Amen. So let us now be sure our election, our calling, let us be sure that we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Waiting for what? Christ to come and take his possession. Waiting for the day of the redemption. Brethren, this is where we are now. The Holy Spirit. We need to be sealed. The Holy Spirit is a seal. Seals you, the devil has no way to enter. And you yourself, you have no way to go out. Praise the Lord. How many love him? Amen. Amen. Tonight, this is the message that we need to examine ourselves and be sure that we are a finished work. Finished work. Until we reach our eternal destination, nothing can break us. Nothing can what? Overcome us, because we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of our redemption, where he will come and take his possession away, and we will be with him. But potentially now, he said, we have been what? Quickened. We have been quickened and made to what? Sit in high, heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's where we are now. Waiting for the day of our redemption. When the possessed will be what? Taken away. Let us just stand. We have a prayer request here from our sister Shanaz. She's not feeling well. That's why she's not here tonight. And we shall remember her in prayer. She's inside there. Oh, God bless her for coming even with her sickness and everything. She's here tonight. God bless her for that. And already the Lord will touch her this moment. Which song are we going to sing?
Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Holy of Holies, I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Holy, oh, holy. an holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Take me past the crowd of people, and the priest will sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found in your presence. You just take me to the Holy of Holies. Oh, take me by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take my lips, here I am. Take the coal and cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, oh, take me past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowd of people, and the priest will sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found in your presence. You just take me to the holy of holies. Oh, take me by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, you just take me to the Holy of Holies. Take the coal and cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, take the coal, and cleanse my lips. Here I am.
A time of prayer this moment, as even from what this song says, if there is anything that needed to be cleansed in your life, why don't you ask the Lord, Lord, place that coal of fire upon my lips. Let your hands, Lord Jesus, this moment, O God. Just touch me and purge me, O Lord. These are the things, the Lord, I do that grieves the Holy Spirit. But tonight, Lord, I want to say something to you. I want to be sealed. I want to be sealed by the Holy Spirit, Lord. So, Father, if there is anything, or I confess, Lord, these are the things that, Lord, I do which grieves, I know it grieves the Holy Spirit, because I've had it tonight. Lord, I'm not going back to it. Amen. I want to be sealed, O God. And as many that believe that they are already sealed, now just speak to the Lord. Lord, this is where I want to stay. This is where I want to live. Father, close my eyes always. My thoughts, my mind, oh God. Purge everything out, Lord. That nothing I believe, oh God. That even groanings will never be my way, oh God. That I will always believe, even in situations where I see that they are difficult, even if I need to suffer. Father, I always want to give the glory to you. Tonight, let us see ourselves. If we have been truly sealed by the Holy Spirit, speak to Him. Make sure. Set it right with Him. sealed. Lord, right now I want to be sealed. I want to be sealed. Lord, I've heard the things that grieve the Holy Spirit. I've committed them, but tonight, Lord, you have spoken to me. I surrender them, O God. Never again, Lord Jesus, will ever come my way. I want to be sealed, O God. I want to be sealed. I want you to take possession of me. I want to be your possession. I want to belong to you, O God. I want to belong to you. I want to be sealed, Lord, unto the day of the redemption when the purchased possession, O God, will be unto thy praise, Lord. Sealed unto my eternal destination, Lord, the Holy Spirit. Lord, tonight, here I am, Lord. Take the coal, Father, and place it upon my lips, that it will cleanse me, to purge me, O God. That I will never go back, Lord, to those things anymore. Purge me, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. You did it to Isaiah. When he found himself to be amongst the wrong people, O God, he said, woe unto me. I've lived among unclean lips. And you did something in him. Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, you've sent your word to us in this age, O God, to quicken us, every dead condition, to bring them alive again. Lord, we want now, O Lord, potentially be sitting at high places of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, the Holy Spirit. All about it is nothing but the Holy Spirit. The church needs it, to God. The church needs it. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, to God. So that, Lord, we will be sealed together in unity. Sealed together in harmony. Oh, yes, that's what the church is looking to, O God. Father, we are living in a time, and how true your word is. The spirit of this age, the spirit of lukewarm. Father, we see it working. Oh Lord, seal us, O God. Seal us, Lord Jesus, with the Holy Spirit of God. From the spirit of this age, lukewarm. Oh Lord Jesus, quicken us now. Quicken your church, Lord. Bring to life, O God, the things that are dead. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh, let the Holy Spirit, O Lord Jesus, take a control of our lives. Oh Lord, the Spirit of Laodicea. Lord Jesus,
Lord. Let your spirit, Lord Jesus, sweep over this church. Sweep over this church of God. Lord, tonight as many that Lord Jesus have heard you, Lord, and they have believed, Lord. Father, seal them now. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless your name, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for tonight, Lord, that you have brought to our remembrance, Lord, the things that, oh God, you desire your church, Lord, to be, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so that, oh God, we will be your possession, oh God. Father, tonight we've heard from you. And Lord, we want to keep these things that, to God, we have heard right into our hearts, Lord. That, Lord Jesus, we will live by them. We want to be sealed, to God. So, Lord Jesus, even as we have heard tonight, the things that we do that grieve the Holy Spirit, Father, we don't want to go back to those things. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit anymore. So the Lord, there will be, oh, the grace for us, Lord, to be sealed by the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, tonight we commit the church into your hands. Many of our brethren, they are not here. But Lord, one thing we know, you are omnipresent God. The omniscient God, who knows everything and who is present everywhere. You know where our brethren they are, what have stopped them from coming. Lord, visit each and every one, O God, with this same message that, Lord, you have given to us, the gospel of our salvation, whereby, Lord, we are sealed unto the day of our redemption. Lord Jesus, visit each and every one. Let this same message of God touch them by way of your own way, O God. Amen. The Lord Jesus, we want to see a church sealed together in harmony, in one accord. Oh, Lord Jesus, with one spirit, Lord, one faith, one love, Lord. Father, that's what the church is looking for. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that any spirit of the enemy, the spirit of this age, lukewarm, Lord, seal your people. Amen. That there will never be any way of entrance to God. Because, Lord, we've heard from the prophet tonight that whilst we are sealed, oh, the devil, the world is sealed out. Lord Jesus, sealed us in. Sealed us in, O God. Sealed your church, Lord. Just like you sealed, Lord, the house of Job, till the devil could not find even a way to enter.
Lord. That is what we are asking tonight. Amen. We commit all prayer requests tonight, Lord, into your hands. Our precious sister, Amen. Shanaz, oh, she's believing, oh God. Amen. Even though not feeling well, she knew that coming to your presence alone, she will be well. Father, we pray, committing her into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ, that this moment to God, the Holy Spirit, Lord, takes away every sickness, everything that Lord Jesus, that is unwell in the body, in the name of Jesus Christ, we claim total healing.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. If you remember, oh God, our brother David, and everyone that Lord Jesus, Brother Vlad called to tell me of little Adam. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit all of them into your hands, claiming healing for each and everyone. Father, seal your children. Touch us, Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight. The Holy Spirit is a seal.
Amen.
We want you to own us, Lord.
Yes.
Take us Amen. To be your possession, O God. Amen. As we wait for the day, O Lord, Father, we want to remain yours.
Amen.
We want to remain in the secret of your tabernacle. We want to remain in your presence.
Amen.
We want the curtains to fall behind us, O God,
Amen.
That we can be within with you in the holiest of holies.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for reminding us tonight that we need to be sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Seal us then now. Seal us then. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thanking you, God, for tonight. Grant us Jenny mercies back home, O Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, even, Lord, let that visitation come to each and everyone. As we receive, O God, even in our dreams and visions, Lord Jesus, continue, Lord, let your word quicken us in every way, O God.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Bless our children, Lord.
Amen.
Keep them away from the spirit of this age, Lord.
Amen.
And as many requests that are not mentioned tonight, Lord, you know them. Father, meet each and everyone now. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, the Lord, all these things has endured for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. Lord willing, we meet on Friday for prayer meeting. Don't forget, let us be sure that we are sealed.
Amen.
Amen.
This old world.
This old world can never hold me any moment. I'll be gone,
for I have made my consecration, and I have my word in God. This old world, this old world can never hold. For I have made my consecration, and I have